However, as we also said in Lecture 13, much of Europe was covered with dense mixed oak forest, the primordial European forest of which very little survives today. The problem was the lack of open country. This forest coverage tended to keep population densities among Mesolithic communities small and contributed to a much later settlement of Europe by farmers than might otherwise have been the case if the country had been more open. Why? They lacked the technology to clear large, dense forests. It's quite difficult. As with every other major archaeological topic, controversy surrounds early agriculture in Europe. But there are some points that people agree on. The first of these is that agriculture did not arise indigenously in Europe. It was not a center of early agricultural innovation. Everybody agrees that both the cultivation of cereal crops and domesticated animals spread into Southeast Europe, that is the Balkans, from Turkey and the rest of the Southwest Asia across the Dardanelles. The development of food production in Europe unfolded in three stages. Firstly, global warming brought steadily warming climatic conditions in the early Holocene. This favored more plant growth. These plants included both wild einkorn and barley, which grew in dense stands. Enough grain could be harvested in a few days in Southeast Europe to support a family for a year. But most other groups still relied on game and other plant foods. As the climate warmed still further, forests, mixed oak forest, colonized hitherto more open areas. Harvests of wild cereal grains diminished. What did the local inhabitants do? They now started, and this is speculation, ring-barking trees. They would strip off bark so the tree died, or burn down forest to clear space for more wild grasses to grow and also to attract grazing game animals. In other words, they were managing the environment. But everybody in these regions still lived in small temporary camps, a settlement pattern common to all of southern Europe's Mesolithic societies. Then, at about 7,000 BC, or thereabouts, the second stage of all this, domesticated grasses were in full use on the fertile soils of southeastern Europe. Farmers cultivating emmer wheat, barley, with herds of cattle, sheep, and goats, had settled in northern Greece by that time. Within a few centuries, agricultural settlements were well established further north in what is now Bulgaria. Now, when you move north from Greece into Bulgaria, you move into a more temperate area with much heavier soils, heavy vegetational growth, and year-round rainfall. Now, this required very different farming methods, to say nothing of housing, from the methods used for a long time in Western Asia. Here, you had to use timber and thatch instead of mud brick architecture. You needed very effective groundstone axes and adzes with tough blades to clear even modest forest growth. Many of these methods, adapted for colder and wetter environments, were developed probably in Southeast Europe, not in Southwestern Asia. It was an indigenous adaptation to the environment. And then the third stage. In about 6200 BC, 4 centuries of much cooler, drier conditions may have caused widespread drought across southeastern Europe.